This is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action with a Climate to Thrive. This 5-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience building actions from across the state, with a focus on communities and individuals leading the way right here in Downeast Maine. A Climate to Thrive, or ACT, has been supporting community-driven climate solutions on Mount Desert Island and beyond since 2016. I'm your host, Tanvi Kaushik, ACT's Climate Solutions Coordinator. I got to interview Lisa Savage, organizer, author, grandmother. She also spent 25 years teaching in public schools in rural Maine, and she is the founder of a group called the Maine Natural Guard, which invites people to connect the dots between militarism and climate change.
The Pentagon is the biggest institutional consumer of fossil fuels on the planet. They have a bigger carbon footprint than many nations do. To explain why, it's mostly jet fuel, which is terribly polluting and terribly inefficient. Just one military jet, for example, the B-52 Stratofortress, consumes about as much fuel in an hour as the average car driver uses in 7 years of driving. That's one military jet. So every time you see bombing campaigns, you can think about the carbon footprint. As far as climate goes, there's a little interesting history here. When the Kyoto Protocols were first negotiated, the U.S. fought very, very hard to make sure that military emissions were not included in a nation's total when counting their greenhouse gas emissions. After getting that concession from the other countries, the U.S. then refused to sign the Kyoto Protocols, but the harm was done, and that was in place. By the time the Paris Accords came around, they made reporting your military emissions optional. The irony, of course, is that basically the Pentagon's been fighting wars for control of fossil fuel resources and their transport for years. So they burn a lot of petroleum in order to fight for access to petroleum, which requires burning a lot of petroleum. And more recently was the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, which it's fairly obvious that the US and NATO carried out, released more methane into the atmosphere than any single event that we're aware of in historical times. And meanwhile, climate crisis is galloping ahead. And every time the world gets together to wring their hands and say, what shall we do? Reining the military in never really comes up. So they aren't actually talking about things that would actually solve the problem. There's no will to fix the problem because we continue, you know, the genocide on Gaza is now spilling out into a regional war involving several other nations and groups. And a lot of fossil fuel will be burned fighting that war over access to and the shipping lanes for petroleum.
New research published in an article from The Guardian earlier this year has revealed the immense effect on climate catastrophe following Israel's bombardment and ground invasion of Gaza, in which more than 30,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israel. One study estimated that over 280,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide were generated in just the first 60 days. The analysis includes CO2 from aircraft emissions, tanks and fuel from other vehicles, emissions generated by making and exploding the bombs, artillery, and rockets. Almost half the total CO2 emissions were down to U.S. cargo planes flying military supplies to Israel.
Raising awareness is always a first step to systemic change. It's going to take systemic change. I've been collecting this stuff on a website that can be accessed by typing in Maine Natural Guard with no spaces and then WordPress.com. There's a group in the UK that works on quantifying global military carbon emissions. And then Dr. Nita Crawford, part of the Costs of War project at Brown, has done most of the really solid research around tracking the Pentagon's carbon footprint based on fuel consumption.
There's also the upcoming new feature documentary by Abby Martin and Mike Prisner called Earth's Greatest Enemy, which will center the U.S. empire with its expansive war machine, military-industrial complex, and junior partners as not only a primary contributor to climate change, but the central entity that imperils life on Earth.
What do I think could fix the military's huge and ongoing galloping harm to climate? I think a general strike where the American people withhold their labor and bring the war machine to a screeching halt is probably the only thing that it really effectively could halt the Pentagon's climate crimes.
For more information, visit mainenaturalguard.wordpress.com. This has been Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action with the Climate to Thrive. Thanks for listening.